This is the NOCN ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
One. How many cousins do you have? Two. Do you think it will rain today? 3. Would you like a cup of tea? 4. Do you think I should buy this dress? 5. Can you drive? 6. Would you like to go to the concert tomorrow? 7. How much does a kilo of apples cost? 8. What time does the train for London leave? 9. Where is the car park? 10. How far is it from here to the city centre?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. How many cousins do you have? 2. Do you think it will rain today? 3. Would you like a cup of tea? 4. Do you think I should buy this dress? 5. Can you drive? 6. Would you like to go to the concert tomorrow? 7. How much does a kilo of apples cost? 8. What time does the train for London leave? 9. Where is the car park? 10. How far is it from here to the city centre?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello, I thought I recognised you. Aren't you the lady who moved into the number 56? You are my new neighbour.
Yes, I am. I just moved in last Wednesday.
Lovely to meet you. I'm Diana, and I live at number 58, right next door to you.
Hello, Diana. My name is Monica.
How have you been getting on since you moved in? Are you finding your way around the neighbourhood and all the shops?
Yes, not too bad, really. I like the shops and the park and the library. But I do need some advice.
OK, if I can help you in some way, I will.
I'm looking for somewhere to eat. You know, a nice restaurant. Is there somewhere in the area that you would recommend?
What kind of restaurant do you want? We're very lucky here. We have at least 5 or 6 good places. What sort of food do you like?
I don't mind, really, as long as it's good. I do like Chinese or Indian food, though.
There is an excellent Indian restaurant in Baker Street called the Indus. I like going there, and the food is delicious.
OK, how do I get to Baker Street?
Just go straight on as far as the traffic lights and turn right. That's Baker Street. It's not far, and the restaurant is on the other side of the road next to a bookshop.
Thank you, Diana. Would you like to have dinner with me there tomorrow? About 7:30 tomorrow evening?
Oh, that would be lovely. Thank you. Shall I meet you there, or shall we walk there together?
Let's go together. I'll come to your house at 7 o'clock. I think I'll walk to Baker Street now and book a table for us for tomorrow evening. Bye, Diana.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, I thought I recognised you. Aren't you the lady who moved into the number 56? You are my new neighbour.
Yes, I am. I just moved in last Wednesday.
Lovely to meet you. I'm Diana and I live at number 58, right next door to you.
Hello, Diana. My name is Monica.
How have you been getting on since you moved in? Are you finding your way around the neighbourhood and all the shops?
Yes, not too bad, really. I like the shops and the park and the library. But I do need some advice.
OK, if I can help you in some way, I will.
I'm looking for somewhere to eat. You know, a nice restaurant. Is there somewhere in the area that you would recommend?
What kind of restaurant do you want? We're very lucky here. We have at least 5 or 6 good places. What sort of food do you like?
I don't mind, really, as long as it's good. I do like Chinese or Indian food, though.
There is an excellent Indian restaurant in Baker Street called the Indus. I like going there, and the food is delicious.
OK, how do I get to Baker Street?
Just go straight on as far as the traffic lights and turn right. That's Baker Street. It's not far, and the restaurant is on the other side of the road next to a bookshop.
Thank you, Diana. Would you like to have dinner with me there tomorrow? About 7:30 tomorrow evening?
Oh, that would be lovely. Thank you. Shall I meet you there, or shall we walk there together?
Let's go together. I'll come to your house at 7 o'clock. I think I'll walk to Baker Street now and book a table for us for tomorrow evening. Bye, Diana.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. This is Robertson Online Sales. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'm phoning to ask some questions about the job you have advertised. The online sales position. Could I speak to the manager, Mrs. Brown, please?
I'm sorry. Mrs. Brown is not in the office today. But maybe I can help you. I'm sure I can answer most of your questions about the job. I am Mrs. Brown's personal secretary and my name is Margaret.
Hello, Margaret. I just wanted to ask if the job that you recently advertised is still available. I mean the sales manager position.
Yes, it is still available. The closing date for applications is Friday. Are you interested in applying for the job?
Yes, I am very interested. Do I need to have experience of working in sales?
Yes, you do. You need to have at least 2 years' work experience in sales, but more would be even better.
Well, that's okay. I have 5 years' experience. And what about the hours of work?
We will expect you to work in the office from 9 to 5, 3 days a week. You can work from home 2 days a week. You can choose which days you come into the office and which ones you work at home. You will also get 28 days holiday a year. Does that suit you?
Actually, that's perfect for me. When are you planning to hold the interviews for the job?
The interviews will take place next week on Thursday.
OK, thank you. So, I'll get my application completed now and send it in to you today.
Could I ask you your name? So when Mrs. Brown returns to the office tomorrow, I'll let her know that you called.
My name is Rebecca Sharp. Thank you for your help, Margaret.
No problem, Rebecca. Goodbye.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. This is Robertson Online Sales. How may I help you?
Good morning. I'm phoning to ask some questions about the job you have advertised. The online sales position. Could I speak to the manager, Mrs. Brown, please?
I'm sorry. Mrs. Brown is not in the office today. But maybe I can help you. I'm sure I can answer most of your questions about the job. I am Mrs. Brown's personal secretary and my name is Margaret.
Hello, Margaret. I just wanted to ask if the job that you recently advertised is still available. I mean the sales manager position.
Yes, it is still available. The closing date for applications is Friday. Are you interested in applying for the job?
Yes, I am very interested. Do I need to have experience of working in sales?
Yes, you do. You need to have at least 2 years' work experience in sales. But more would be even better.
Well, that's okay. I have 5 years' experience. And what about the hours of work?
We will expect you to work in the office from 9 to 5, 3 days a week. You can work from home 2 days a week. You can choose which days you come into the office and which ones you work at home. You will also get 28 days holiday a year. Does that suit you?
Actually, that's perfect for me. When are you planning to hold the interviews for the job?
The interviews will take place next week on Thursday.
OK, thank you. So, I'll get my application completed now and send it in to you today.
Could I ask you your name? So when Mrs. Brown returns to the office tomorrow, I'll let her know that you called.
My name is Rebecca Sharp. Thank you for your help, Margaret.
No problem, Rebecca. Goodbye.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on the examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
The world's oldest living tortoise is celebrating an important birthday this year. Although we don't know exactly how old he is, scientists think that he is going to be 190 years old this year. That certainly makes him the oldest giant tortoise that we know about anywhere in the world. This special giant tortoise is called Jonathan, and he lives on the island of St. Helena in the South Atlantic Ocean. He was brought there from another island far away in the Indian Ocean in 1882. A photograph of Jonathan from that year shows him already fully grown. Scientists think he was probably about 50 years old at that time. The Guinness Book of Records has now officially recognised Jonathan as the oldest living tortoise in the world. Jonathan lives in the garden of Plantation House, which is the home of the Governor of St. Helena. He shares the garden with his friends, three other giant tortoises called David, Emma, and Fred. Among his favourite foods are grass, bananas, cucumbers, carrots, and apples. Jonathan is so famous that his picture is on the 5 pence coin used on the island of St. Helena. To celebrate his birthday this year, the governor is planning to print a special set of postage stamps with pictures of Jonathan on them.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
The world's oldest living tortoise is celebrating an important birthday this year. Although we don't know exactly how old he is, scientists think that he is going to be 190 years old this year. That certainly makes him the oldest giant tortoise that we know about anywhere in the world. This special giant tortoise is called Jonathan, and he lives on the island of St. Helena in the South Atlantic Ocean. He was brought there from another island far away in the Indian Ocean in 1882. A photograph of Jonathan from that year shows him already fully grown. Scientists think he was probably about 50 years old at that time. The Guinness Book of Records has now officially recognised Jonathan as the oldest living tortoise in the world. Jonathan lives in the garden of Plantation House, which is the home of the Governor of St. Helena. He shares the garden with his friends, three other giant tortoises called David, Emma, and Fred. Among his favourite foods are grass, bananas, cucumbers, carrots, and apples. Jonathan is so famous that his picture is on the 5 pence coin used on the island of St. Helena. To celebrate his birthday this year, the governor is planning to print a special set of postage stamps with pictures of Jonathan on them.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
In June 2022, the Queen of Great Britain, Elizabeth II, celebrated her Platinum Jubilee. A jubilee is a special anniversary to remember the coronation of a king or a queen. This one was called the Platinum Jubilee because Elizabeth had been queen for an incredible 70 years. This made her the longest-serving British monarch and head of state in history, smashing the record set by her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria. To celebrate Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee, there was a special 4-day Jubilee weekend from the 2nd to the 5th of June 2022. Hundreds of events were planned across the country to mark this special occasion, including street parties, concerts, exhibitions, parades, and picnics. Lots of people celebrated the Jubilee by holding a street party in their local community. Big tables were set up in the streets, which were closed to traffic. There, people from the local area joined together to listen to music, eat party food, and play games. Perhaps you had a street party in your neighbourhood. Some countries around the world which are part of the Commonwealth, such as Australia and Canada, and whose head of state was Queen Elizabeth, also held events to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee. Sadly, the Queen died in September 2022, only 3 months after the Jubilee celebrations.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
In June 2022, the Queen of Great Britain, Elizabeth II, celebrated her Platinum Jubilee. A jubilee is a special anniversary to remember the coronation of a king or a queen. This one was called the Platinum Jubilee because Elizabeth had been queen for an incredible 70 years. This made her the longest-serving British monarch and head of state in history, smashing the record set by her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria. To celebrate Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee, There was a special four-day Jubilee weekend from the 2nd to the 5th of June 2022. Hundreds of events were planned across the country to mark this special occasion, including street parties, concerts, exhibitions, parades, and picnics. Lots of people celebrated the Jubilee by holding a street party in their local community. Big tables were set up in the streets, which were closed to traffic. There, people from the local area joined together to listen to music, eat party food, and play games. Perhaps you had a street party in your neighbourhood. Some countries around the world, which are part of the Commonwealth, such as Australia and Canada, and whose head of state was Queen Elizabeth, also held events to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee. Sadly, the Queen died in September 2022, only 3 months after the Jubilee celebrations.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.